Today's message, they asked me to do for the youth, but we can all relate to it. And I chose to do it on time management. And when you look up the definition of time management, it's the act or process of planning and exercising conscious control over the amount of time spent on specific activities, especially to increase effectiveness, efficiency, or productivity. This definition explains exactly what we as Christians need to do. In the definition, it says to increase effectiveness. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. To be an effective Christian, we need to prioritize our daily routines. We all have busy schedules and forget or quote-unquote not have enough time to have one-on-one time with God. We all need to realize that God is a priority in our lives and we need to learn to put Him first. When I say have a routine, I don't mean, okay, at 9 o'clock I wake up, at 9:05 you pray, then at 12 o'clock you have lunch, and then at 12:30 you have Bible, you read the Bible, etc. I'm not saying having a routine is bad, but being able to include God more in your daily routine will be better. Make time for God and open up your Bible and pray. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, it says, be careful then how you live, not only as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. We have to learn to take every opportunity we have to dedicate it to God. Being able to manage your time will make you grow spiritually. All this seems easy on paper, but it's really not. We have so many distractions. It comes from school, job, works, just the media. For example, raise your hand if this applies to you. When you're doing homework, who checks their phones constantly? Yeah, I know I do. It takes like twice as long to do homework than it did before when I didn't have my cell phone. I know I myself am not the best time managing person. But for God, we need to change that. And in Colossians chapter 3, verses 2, it says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. We need to get the big picture here, and that is to get away from all the distractions and make God our distraction from all of the unimportant things in this world. There is plenty of time in one day to devote it to God, so choose your time wisely. And in conclusion, I want to leave you with a question to ponder on. Are you doing all you can do to devote your time to God?
Yes.
Amen.